What is going on, based Americans? Welcome, LFA TV Patriots and family. Hope you guys had an incredible weekend. Well, time to get based. You are now watching Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. If you guys are new and you think you can handle it, stick around, subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit the bell notification, copy the link. Please share the intel right now, immediately. Copy the link, transmit the transmission wherever a transmission can be transmitted. We are thankful for every single one of you guys and all of your contributions. LFA TV is 100% independent, alternative, truly America First media. With that said, please continue to contribute, building out this independent system from the ground up outside of the mainstream establishment by going to lfatv.us and leaving a donation of any amount. lfatv.us, leave a donation of any amount. I'm telling you, whether it's one time or reoccurring, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, annually, yearly, all of you, and all of your contributions count and matter. No matter how big or small, we all have a role to play. So go to lfatv.us, check out the great merchandise, get your official LFA TV flannel right now, get them while they're hot and while you can and while they last, the official LFA TV flannel. They're unisex, male and female alike. Go get it now. And also while you're there, check out all of the great merchandise and products. Good to see all of you based Americans in the chat. Good to see all you based Americans in the chat. We got Sherry2032 in the chat. MPCV in the chat. Kassass Rumble29 in the chat. Joanne EV in the chat. Salty Debbie, good to see you in the chat. CQ707 in the chat. Hubba's wife in the chat. Based Americans, locked and loaded. Fat Frog72. Let's go. Fat Frog72. Let's go in the chat. Locked and loaded and ready to go. Good to see all of you guys. I see all of you. Hello. Hey, Drew. Hello, Drew. Hey, LFA family. I see all of you guys. I see all of you guys. Well, welcome back to Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. A lot. A lot of news has gone down over the weekend. Geopolitical, world-changing, literally world-changing and destabilizing events in the Middle East, here domestically in the United States. Biden pandering to blacks in Atlanta, as always. But I want to bring us up to speed today with this whole Michael Cohen situation, because it is collapsing, and I am glad it is collapsing, and I'm interested to see just exactly where this crooked, obviously anti-Trump judge goes in this Alvin Bragg, New York City kangaroo persecution court of Donald J. Trump. I am very interested. Obviously, people are saying it's got to be dismissed. I agree, but this never should have been happening to begin with. And it all comes out in court, correct? But the determining factor is, will justice absolutely or actually be upheld? That is the main question. With all of the targeting of Donald J. Trump, the political persecution of Donald J. Trump and MAGA, it is definitely not looking good. And we know that the truth comes out. But like I said, the defining factor is, what will this judge do? In a normal world, this should have never even happened. In a normal world, this shouldn't even be taking place. Am I right? But we shall see where this goes. Obviously, with what happened today in court, all of the superstar right? All of these superstar hole-in-one, bullseye, headshot, you know what I mean? Nail in the coffin witnesses, particularly in this trial in New York, are absolutely turning out to be just a circus and are not credible. Stormy Daniels is obviously not credible. Trying to make jokes with the jury. I told you guys when she tried pulling that, that is a huge, huge no-no. You don't do that. You don't try to manipulate a jury or try to make it seem like you're buddy-buddy with the jury. It proves an obvious bias. And if a jury, if you actually get a jury that is actually trying to judge and determine fairly, that's going to backfire entirely. And so now with Michael Cohen and now with this, it's only making Trump look better. It's only making Trump look even better, which as that should be happening, because that's the reality of all of these kangaroo courts and these show trials, because all of this is not about seeking truth. None of this is about seeking justice. None of this is about upholding the law against criminality. If anything, today with Michael Cohen, if anything, there are crimes being brought to light that they should be in the hot seat. They should be getting prosecuted by the state of New York. And honestly, Trump's legal team, with the admissions made in court today from Michael Cohen admitting he stole from the Trump organization. This is going to die. If they actually charge Trump, convict Trump, this will go to an appeals court and it may be overturned. In a normal world. But now with what happened today, not only are there criminal investigations that need to take place into Michael Cohen, but some criminal charges. This is going to open up a whole other world now, which as it should. Michael Cohen admits on the stand to be stealing from the Trump organization by overcharging for reimbursements. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen took the stand once again on Monday, revealing during cross-examination that he stole from the Trump organization and has not been prosecuted for it. This is a totally, I'll give you guys my opinion on this, but this is a total disaster for the prosecution. This is a total disaster because what prosecutors attempt to do, or the defense, when you're cross-examined, I've had this done to me in the Rittenhouse trial. They really, if they don't have any legitimate evidence to go over with you, they will attempt to assassinate your credibility and your character. That's law 101, right? That's happened to me when I was literally in the middle of the Rittenhouse trial. They literally tried to do that to me and it backfired. And the whole world saw that. But anyways, that's a rare case. But anyways, what they do is they attempt to assassinate and discredit you in the eyes of the jury. And this right here is exactly mission accomplished. Trump legal team W. Trump legal team W. Absolutely. CNN is weighing in on this. Fox News is weighing in on this. And let's listen in here because we got some we have several clips from all sides. Let's listen to let's do Fox first. And then we'll see what CNN has to say about the situation. But it is not looking good for the prosecution. That's for sure.
And Cohen confirms that he owed Red Finch 50 grand and never paid the full cash. Trump's attorney, Bland, says, "You stole from the Trump Organization." Cohen says, "Yes, sir." He also confirms lying to Alan Weisselberg. I don't know how many that is on the list, but that's another prevarication. And Cohen says he never pleaded guilty to larceny. On they go. Blanche presses Cohen. "You did steal from the Trump Organization based upon the expected reimbursement of Red Finch." And he says, "Yes, sir." So that's Finch.
If you could prove someone is a thief under oath on the stand, you are effectively destroying their credibility. They have no credibility whatsoever. And you can prove that this also what this proves. And let me see if CNN says this. Let's see if CNN says this before I say it. Bit of a tongue twister right there. Mess myself up. Let's see if they say what I'm about to say.
The way this was raised and addressed on direct is what Julia Louis-Dreyfus would call yada yada yada. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's what Michael Cohen said.
Explain. Think it was George Costanza.
No.
It was Elaine.
It was Elaine. Really? Yeah. It was Elaine. Okay. Yada yada yada.
Let's debate it longer. I like this.
But here's the direct testimony that the way Michael Cohen explained what happened.
It's actually a girl that Costanza was dating. But okay, sorry.
Oh, there you go. Michael Cohen explained this whole thing, quote, "That's what was owed, and I didn't feel Mr. Trump deserved the difference." That's a lot different than "I stole $60,000 from my boss on the transaction at the heart of this case." And by the way, the fact that he was never charged with larceny is important, because stealing $60,000 through fraud, which would be larceny in New York State, is more serious of a crime than falsifying business records.
This is one of those.
No, that's considered stealing. That is you are not in the authority, okay? You are not the authority to decide whether or not how much of another man's profit goes to him or not. Okay? That is, if that profit is generated by the other man, that is his profit. But these people are commies. That is not your authority, and that is not your call to determine. That is stealing. If you are withholding another man's money for whatever reason, you believe they don't deserve it or not, well, that is stealing, my friend. That is taking from another man. That is taking from another individual. Straight up. It's that simple. But anyways, what this is doing, and I'm glad it was done. Trump's lawyers are obvious experts and know exactly what they're doing. They have totally discredited Michael Cohen. They've discredited his witness, his testimony. But at the same time, they have proved an obvious bias, which doesn't look good. It does not look good in court. But that's if it's in a normal world, in a normal court setting. And obviously, in a normal world and in a normal court setting, this wouldn't even be happening to begin with. But the fact that Michael Cohen has it is now on record under oath that he's compromised, essentially. He's compromised because he's proved that he is willing to steal from Trump. Okay. That, number one, discredits any of his testimony, because he is, by his own admission, a proven thief. Okay. A proven thief. So your morality is called into question. And this is not good for a trial. This is not good. And then at the same time, it shows that you have a bias, because he wanted to punish Trump. He felt in his own authority that he had the ability to withhold from Trump what he believed Trump deserved. Now, for whatever reason, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what his reason was. Doesn't matter what his motive was. It clearly indicates that you have some kind of bias against Trump that led to a punishment that you determined upon Trump. And Trump's in the hot seat now. Now, I'm speaking in terms, I'm not a legal expert, but, you know, I've in the middle of the Rittenhouse trial, I experienced all of this stuff. You know what I mean? And so when I see this, that's kind of what I'm looking at from my experience. But I'm also speaking in a normal, sane world. I'm also speaking in a normal, sane world, right? Where judges judge fairly and jurors are not anti-Trump, right? Leftist, possible communists, right? And so with all that said, if we actually get a free and fair and just scenario, which I'm praying and it's looking like we might be, this should have never been happening to begin with, but at the same time, this after this will be dismissed. This is a bad look with their all-star witnesses. But is anybody surprised? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. All of this is only vindicating and proving Trump and everybody in MAGA absolutely right about all of this. Absolutely right about all of this. Let me repeat some of the transcript. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen took the stand once again on Monday, revealing during cross-examination that he stole from the Trump Organization and has not been prosecuted for it. Trump lawyer Todd Blanche asked, "You stole from the Trump Organization?" Cohen responded, "Yes." Jeez. When asked if he was prosecuted for larceny or made to pay it back, Cohen said he was not. Cohen testified that he paid around $20,000 of the $50,000 the Trump Organization owed to tech company Redfinch in cash, bringing it in a brown paper bag. Cohen pocketed the rest of it. It's a circus. It's all a waste of time. Whether they actually charge Trump, if any of this leads to actual prison time or not, that obviously is the end game, but also the end game is just distraction. That's it. Keep Trump off the campaign trail. But it's backfiring. It's backfiring. Keep Trump is popularity. He is more powerful and popular now than ever. And part of that is because of this. They just don't learn, do they? They literally just don't learn. They don't realize that their persecution, and they don't realize that their lawfare and their targeting is not sitting well with people. It's showing the strong arm of the federal government. And there are still a lot of people in the United States of America that take issue with that. There are still a lot of people, especially the black community. The black community is watching this and they're getting red-pilled like crazy because they're watching a full-blown federal government just launch lawfare, the feds, investigations, setups. They are watching all of this be done to Trump, and it is unifying so many people. It is unifying so many Americans because it's creating an us versus them reality, which that might be what they want. The deep state might want some serious violent civil disobedience. So it gives them an excuse to start to really get aggressive and violent. Martial law, deploying the National Guard, military on the ground. But at the same time, they people are regardless of what the end game is in their minds, the result are people getting pulled out of the matrix. People see this, they see that it's wrong, they take it personal because it could happen to them. Whether it's the fact is, and this is what people need to understand, is that this isn't about MAGA anymore. This isn't about targeting MAGA any longer. We've crossed that bridge. And the deep state, they tried to set that up by installing Joe Biden January 6th, MAGA Republicans, right-wing domestic terrorists, right? They miscalculated. They miscalculated. All MAGA is simply a brand that packaged American values. And those American values and traditions, right, are what are being assaulted on a daily basis. And they're using white people as the focal point and the boogeyman to pin it all against. And so now that these values, right, now that the values themselves, like you could take away MAGA, just take the name away entirely, right? Those values remain. That is what is being assaulted. That is what is in the scope, right? That's the target. And right now, because it's been branded as MAGA, they're using that. They're using that to classify as right-wing domestic terrorist organizations. They're using the term. That's why terminology and words matter, especially when it comes to how the federal government classifies terrorist organizations, cults. You get a centralized leader, an ideology, a mission, a goal, dedicated, loyal group of people being willing to commit acts of violence for their political purposes, to further their agendas, right? Like, all of that comes together. But in my opinion, I think by branding American values under the banner and umbrella of MAGA, I think it even probably made it easier for the feds to designate it as a right-wing domestic terrorist, which is fine. This is America, capitalist society. Trump is the master of trademarking and branding, right? But I think they use stuff like that against us, so they have an excuse to just write us a right-wing domestic terrorist organization. Look at this. Look at that, guys. I have had feds literally stop family members of mine at airports and question them as to why they flew with me out of the country like years ago, like a decade ago. My family's like, is Drew okay? Is he all right? Like, what's going on? Like some of my friends and family have like panicked. They're like, is everything okay? Like, they think I died or something. Like, no, we just believe that he has affiliations with right wing domestic terrorist organizations. That's happening, guys. Okay, that's literally happening. And it's part, I think, of their psyop, because they law enforcement doesn't usually say things like that. Like, they will only leak that type of information unless they want you to know. And so with all that said, I think that's led us to where we are right now. However, we can drop the MAGA hat today. I'm not saying we should do that. I'm just saying. Think with me ideologically, philosophically, okay? I'm thinking you through something. That's what this show is. That's what all my shows are. Beyond political commentary. A lot of my stuff is very philosophical. We do some critical thinking, do deep dives. If you're not into that and you just want some MAGA cheerleader, you've come to the wrong place. We can drop the MAGA hat right now. We can drop the acronym. We could drop the statement. We could drop it all right now. And we would still have this problem. See, and this is where they miscalculated, because that's why I've been telling you guys, like when Trump shows up to the Bronx in the bodega, right? Just spontaneously shows up to a convenience store, all these people without MAGA hats on. I point that stuff out for a reason, because that is what is starting to really make the deep state nervous. That is what's really starting to make these globalist tyrants and intelligence agencies, that is showing them that they are losing the grip. They want everyone classified in one place, so they have a target to slander and run disinformation on within the public and within the media. But when you have groups of people, right, you just have Americans that are standing for American values, like, I don't need a MAGA hat for that. I don't hate the MAGA hat, but I just stand for America. That's what this is about. Now you got a problem. It's a huge problem. Because you lose the narrative, and it is a clear indication that with what is going on with Make America Great Again, it transcends. You guys got to listen. It's the way these narratives are ran. They're ran for a reason. In their minds, they run MAGA as if it's a cult. They run MAGA as if it's a right-wing domestic terrorist organization, right? They run MAGA when they're talking in the media. When you hear Joe Biden speaking, attempting to read the teleprompter, Kamala Harris, whenever you hear, it is a script in order to keep NPCs and normies in the general public thinking about American values in one way. It's a psyop. You have American values? Well, you identify with MAGA, white supremacy, and right-wing domestic terrorism. No. That is shattering right now. And I love it. I love to see that it's being shattered. And there are people not wearing MAGA hats. You see what I'm saying? Because it goes beyond the damn hat. It goes beyond the damn acronym. We can burn them all today. And we will still be pushing forward the America First agenda. You see what I'm saying? And this is what is going to really start to cause some problems, because in terms of psyops or intelligence or misinformation and disinformation, optics mean everything, mean absolutely everything. And they have done a damn good job at psyoping the general public to believe that MAGA is all those things. Why do you think they have for the past, what, going on 8 years? Why do you think for the past going on 8 years, they have been identifying everything, attempting to make Nazis synonymous with MAGA? Why do you think they have been trying to psyop the general public by making the word Adolf Hitler synonymous with Donald J. Trump? That's not just a bunch of retarded college Marxists running around universities. That is being done. Those are psyops being run on the general public in the United States of America. How do you think these Marxist university retard kids that know nothing of World War II and what an actual Nazi looks like or even believes, you think they're just stupid? Well, they've been psyoped. They've been indoctrinated and hijacked. This is being intentionally done to an entire generation and civilization on a daily basis. And so what I'm saying is, the fact that there are pockets and the masses are getting on board with Trump without having to throw a MAGA hat on, because the American values are making the United States of America again. You see what I'm saying? It's like Make America Great Again is the bridge to that. Because we're not the United States of America. We really aren't. We truly are not a United States of America. And it's like Make America Great Again is the bridge, right? Make America Great Again is the vessel that is bringing us back to that promised land. You see what I'm saying? to become the United States of America again. America first. And that could be done with or without a MAGA hat on. You see what I'm saying? And I'm coming from the perspective of obvious, like, intelligence agency psyops being run in the media through CNN, MSNBC. And when I see footage of people supporting Trump without MAGA hats on, look at this, guys. This was supporters lining the streets of New York for Trump's trial. Look at this. Look at this. I look at barely any MAGA hats. Barely any MAGA hats. Look at this. It's crazy. There's what, one MAGA hat? All people, white people, brown people, white people. Two MAGA hats. You keep seeing this over and over. This, my friends, this is what is unauthorized. This is what makes the deep state nervous. Only two MAGA hats. People turning out to see Trump in New York. Only two MAGA. This is crazy. This is not supposed to be seen. This is not supposed to be happening. Look at this. Look at this, man. It's insane, bro. There's only two MAGA hats in this crowd. There's got to at least be 100 people in this crowd. That's a huge group of people. In New York. This just keeps happening. It keeps happening. Only two MAGA hats, bro. That to me, that warms my heart. It does. Because it shows people are coming out and they're like, we stand for America with or without the MAGA hat. We know who our enemy is here and they can't stop us. That's what they fear. This is what tyrants have always feared in human history. This is what they've always feared. And you keep seeing this over and over and over and over again. And all of these show trials and kangaroo courts, all it is to keep Trump distracted and off the campaign trail. But what it's doing is it's creating this. it's growing the America First revolution in the United States of America with or without a MAGA hat on. And that is based, so based. Crazy. Crazy, man. Yep. This is not supposed to be happening, ladies and gentlemen. This was not a part of the plan, but they never learn, and they haven't learned, that every time they attack Trump, every time they attack the orange man, all it does is backfire. All it does is backfire. Oh, and by the way, if we truly are going to make America great again, Christ must be king. His word must be supreme in everything. In government, education, the world of the sciences, culture, politics, healthcare industry, you name it. Once we get on that path, and MAGA, Make America Great Again, has the potential of being that vessel. But if MAGA wants to continue to embrace sodomy, homosexuality, and make all kinds of excuses, start to tone down their message on abortion, against abortion, well, I can assure you that this vessel known as Make America Great Again will sink to the bottom of the damn ocean, as it should. Because if MAGA is not going to put Christ first, MAGA will sink and die. So when I say we're going to make the United States of America great again, that's what I'm saying. Not this secular retardation. We're like, oh, well, you know, homosexuality should be legal in the United States of America. Like, you know, to each their own. To each their own. Just keep it behind closed doors. Yeah, that's not working. That's not working. And God is not going to bless that because it goes directly against his word and his institutions that he created, particularly marriage. Human beings don't get to define what marriage is. The church, within its own thinking and wisdom, does not get to define what marriage is. God has created and defined what marriage is in his holy word. We just transmit the message. Church didn't create marriage. God did. God did. Let's listen to Trump. Trump came up. This is a bit of a long clip, but I wanna watch it because Trump has just been on fire. Watching this man fight daily has been an absolute encouragement to me in my life. Has been absolutely encouraging to me in my life. And I know everybody else out there as well. Let me pull this up. Okay. Here is Trump speaking today in New York. Let's take a look at this.
So thank you very much. You saw what we saw. That was an incredible display. I've never seen anything like it in my life. A tyrant. And everyone's talking about it. This is what we have. We have an acting judge, appointed judge by Democrats, by the club. And they're keeping now, I guess this is our fourth week, soon to be our fifth week. Not campaigning, but you saw what happened, what just took place in that court. And hopefully the motion to dismiss this trial will go through because this trial is a disaster for our country. It's a disaster for New York State, New York City. Greg Jarrett just says, where exactly is the crime? To quote a memorable line from Shakespeare in Love, I don't know. It's a mystery. There is just no crime. Andy McCarthy, if it's unconstitutional for Texas to enforce federal immigration law, how is it constitutional for New York to enforce federal election law? They're going by federal law. It's never happened before. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. This is a witch hunt. This is a witch hunt. This is to damage Crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country, by far, to damage his political opponent. That's all this is. The highly political judge, a totally conflicted judge, who just did something that nobody's ever seen. And the press is not happy, I don't imagine. They just got thrown out of a courthouse. Nobody's ever seen anything quite like it. These things are consistent. Bragg has no authority to enforce election law. And we did nothing wrong. Ted Cruz has said it's over 200 years. Never once has a president of the United States been indicted over no crime. No crime. Molly Hemingway, very smart woman. This is a show trial. There is no actual crime or evidence. Molly Hemingway, respected by everybody, by the way. Here's a very liberal gentleman, but a very talented one. Critically acclaimed director Oliver Stone. Haven't heard his name mentioned in a while. It's a new form of warfare. It's called lawfare. And that's what they're using against Trump. That's Oliver Stone, who I think is a super liberal. But even he's talking. I must tell you, I've never had such liberal, or as they say nowadays, progressive support. Mark Levin, you're living through what is not only the worst presidency in American history, that's Biden, when it comes to domestic and foreign affairs, but when it comes to our Constitution, the rule of law, law and order, which is the core to this republic. Biden is dismantling it, and he's destroying it. I don't even know if it's him. I think it's the people around his desk, that beautiful, beautiful, resolute desk in the Oval Office. It's a horrible thing. The country's never been in this position. We're doing badly in so many different ways, and we're falling apart, and we're not respected in the world anymore. They're looking at us and saying, hey, they're no different than we are. Bad countries are saying that. They're saying that the United States is no different than we are. Gavin Wax, the globalist elite, severely miscalculated by declaring war on Trump. I guess he's referring to the fact that the polls are through the roof, but I'm not even talking about that. And the polls are the highest they've ever been. Andrew and Katie Chepkowski, who are terrific lawyers, as everyone knows, it's past time for Judge Misha to dismiss this case. Trump's business records, there's no false entry. By the way, they paid a legal expense and they marked it legal expense. And I say it every day. They could have said construction. They could have said this is for construction purposes. This is for some other purposes. You're building a building. They say building expense. They called legal fees, which is legal expense. They called it legal expense. They paid a lawyer money. Legal expense. And then the lawyer's bill, he talks of retainer. It's a retainer. He calls it a retainer. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, the prosecution, has presented absolutely no evidence of a crime. David Katchen, the American Spectator, good people over there, Judge Mershon's animosity toward Trump and his inability to ensure a fair trial is not lost on the voters. Never seen anything like it. And this goes on and on. Ross Youhot, New York Times. I would defy anyone to summarize the underlying situation in which a presidential candidate could be sent to prison for a misdemeanor offense. Very small, but there's not even a misdemeanor. For a misdemeanor offense elevated by a second crime for which he isn't even being charged. I'm not even being charged for it. They didn't know what to charge him. They haven't even charged me with a crime. You know what the crime is? I beat Hillary Clinton. That's what the crime is. And they don't want me to meet on behalf of, I think, 200 million people. They don't want me to meet Biden. Okay, but it's a shame. This is what they've done. And just to finish out, without the description coming across as somewhat Kafkaesque, CNN panel has came out. This is significant. There is no direct link to Trump in this alleged conspiracy. That's from CNN. Laura Coates of CNN, not a fan of mine, as I understand it, possibly fatally undermines the prosecution's case. This is a disaster. But she said here, undermines the prosecution's case. This case should be dropped by the judge. I think the judge, if he did that, would be, could gain the respect back. We have to, either the appellate court has to step in, something has to happen. Think of it, the Republican Party, one of the two great parties, nominate somebody to be their candidate, and that candidate now has been sitting here for almost 5 weeks in a freezing cold icebox, listening to this stuff, no crime. Ellie Honig of CNN, the crux of the case is Trump knew this and that. Let's see, he says some statement down here. Trump didn't know. He never would have agreed to be robbed by Cohen. He absolutely didn't know. This is a bomb being dropped on the prosecution's case. This is cruising to prosecution credibility. I'll tell you what, New York State is being hurt so badly by that. And they're watching all over the world, and businesses are gonna be leaving the state. They already are, unfortunately, but they're gonna be leaving because they can't be subject to this. This and Gorin and Kaplan, other judges that have just created a horrible scar on our Constitution. Hopefully the appellate courts will take care of it. But this did not ask Cohen about that or
on direct, and this is Ellie Honig, have not made him plead guilty to larceny, because you know what's taking place. I mean, you saw that. I won't even mention it, because remember, I'm a gag order. I'm not supposed to be talking about certain things. And so I'm being very careful, but you saw what happened. And this is CNN mentioning it, which it is, larceny, which it is. And you know what they're talking about, because there was an admittance. The money he's, I won't say that, it's the money he, so I won't say that. In fact, you're gonna have to get this one, because I can't read it. I've been gagged from reading this. But it's a vicious statement by a respected person at CNN, Ellie Honig. So you'll have to read that one yourself, because I've been gagged. Let's see, it turns out now that Trump was, yeah, that's right. You can read that. I can't read it because I'm not allowed to say it. A CNN legal commentator. The prosecutor misled this jury. So there is a case to be made, because five people have stated it very professionally, that the prosecutor should be prosecuted. And district attorney Soros Beck Bragg should be prosecuted, because he knew when he submitted his case all about the lies. And therefore, he's committed a crime. Many people have said that they should turn this around. He knew that this was a fake case. He knew that the lies are all over the place. We're not just talking about a small amount. Also, you have to go get the Southern District's about a 28-page book on lies, which the judge wouldn't allow. And by the way, the judge wouldn't allow that. The Southern District, highly respected, a book of 28 pages, I believe, or more, of lies. We're not allowed to put it in. The expert witness that we have, the best there is in election law, Brad Smith, he's considered the Rolls-Royce, or we'll bring it back to an American car, Cadillac. But the best there is. He can't testify, not being allowed to testify. And you saw what happened to a highly respected lawyer today, Bob Costello. Wow. I've never seen anything like that. Highly respected. But remember this. We can't put in an expert witness. We're not allowed to put in an expert witness. Nobody's ever heard of it before. You know, election law is very complicated, actually. And we're not allowed to have an expert witness, because the judge wants to rule on it. He said, we don't need an expert witness, I guess. He said, he'll rule on it. No, he needs help. And we have the number one person, either side will admit it, Brad Smith, on a very complex law where we did nothing wrong. I will tell you that right now. And he doesn't want him to testify. That's because he's going to say we did nothing wrong. Clay Travis. Oops, I can't say that one because he's going to have a gag order. Brett Tobin goes through a whole big thing on the witness today, so I can't talk about it. Buck Sexton, the exact same thing. Kim Parlatore, who's a very good lawyer, CNN commentator. It's not only going to the credibility, it also goes to Alvin Bragg's office's credibility. How did they not get this out ahead of time? Why didn't they? That's what everyone's asking now. How did they put something like this out? And then he goes on to things I'm not allowed to talk about. Can you believe it? Here I am, vice presidential. We have 15 people that I'm supposed to be meeting about who's going to be our vice president, but I'm stuck in the refrigerator all day. The presidential nominee, I'm down here by an acting judge. He's acting. And you know who appointed him? Democrats in a clubhouse. But hopefully, I tell you, for the good, and I hope the governor steps forward and the mayor steps forward, because you can't go. And it's like we have an armed camp outside. I mean, if you're a civilian, you can't get within 3 blocks of this courthouse. All you have is police. And they're in blue, and they look good to me. But I'll tell you what, you don't see any civilians outside. I never saw so many iron gates as I've seen the last 5 weeks. Andy McCarthy, to show he stole from the Trump Organization, even as they're structuring a deal, blah, blah, blah. and now I can't talk about it because, again, I have a gag order. So I think the case is going very well. We've asked for termination of the case. This case should be terminated. This shouldn't go anywhere. It should be terminated right now. And New York State has to build up its system again. New York State can't let this happen. Can't let this happen. There were no crimes. We did nothing wrong. And I want to get back to campaigning. I'm representing millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people. In the meantime, Russia and China are now good friends. They want to take over the world. Iran is developing a nuclear weapon. And that's not going to be an easy situation when they have it. North Korea is getting frisky, and I get along with him very well, but the current administration, they don't even know his name. We have a lot of things to solve. Inflation's hitting new highs. You see that? They're hitting new highs. I should be out campaigning so we can turn the country around. Thank you very much. I'll see you tomorrow. Are you ready to get
inside? Well, and there you have it. In the fight for his life. And I told you guys, I haven't listened to that clip today. Trump knows it. I told you, the end game is to keep Trump off the campaign trail. They got a list of 15, did you catch that? 15 potential candidates for vice president. And while Trump should be going over who could potentially be our future vice president, Trump is stuck in court dealing with a circus. Total waste of time, where it's coming out that these star witnesses are a bunch of clowns and have even stolen from him. But like I said, that's the end game. That's the end game. And that's the goal. Keep Trump distracted off the campaign trail. But even that is still backfiring. The people want Trump. Speaking of America First, tonight's episode is brought to you by AmmoSquared.com. That's AmmoSquared.com/LFA. Excuse me, AmmoSquared.com/LFA. Make sure to support the broadcast, especially for all my gun owners out there. Support LFA today. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. And your ammunition grows slowly over time. It's stored for free while it builds up. Then it's shipped wherever you want it. Shipping out in just 1 to 2 business days. 1 to 2 business days. Ammo Squared is truly automated, set it and forget it ammo purchasing. Pick your calibers, set your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you want it. It's a very budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammunition. It's customizable. Buy as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar-cost averaging to your advantage. Support the broadcast. Support LFA TV today. Go to AmmoSquared.com/LFA. AmmoSquared.com/LFA. And as always, guys, make sure to support me on my personal Rumble channel, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. That's rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Make sure to follow me over there. But I will warn you, if this show hurts your feelings, Drew Hernandez Live might be a little too much for you. If Based America is a little too hot for you, Drew Hernandez Live might be a little too much for you. Just gonna say. So go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Link is in the chat. rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. We get based over there. Make sure to go follow me over there, guys. The link is in the chat. If you loved what you heard here tonight on Based America, subscribe to this channel, smash the like button, hit the bell notification, copy the link. Please share it everywhere, but don't go anywhere because the legendary Roger Stone is up next in the Stone Zone. I'll see you guys on the next one.